Rob, first and foremost, how was that as an experience?
Great experience. Incredible experience to be doing it right on the touchline and leading the team out, leaving Wolverhampton Wanderers out. It was a really proud moment, first of all, and then to be, you know, right in the game, go a goal behind, and then to come back, and I think deservedly come back, was a good day.
It was an odd game, wasn't it? Because the first half, you seemed to play quite well for a lot of that, and yet you were behind. In the second half, it seemed to take you longer to pick the thread up, and then you've scored a goal. I wonder how you feel about the performance altogether.
To be honest, I was pleased with the second half as well. I thought we started the second half well on the front foot, and I thought we still created chances. What I think we could have done better was being tighter and more compact without the ball. And I think, you know, we did let them cross the ball too much. We did let them get too many shots off, even though we did have more shots than them. You know, we still looked like a little bit open. If we can rectify that with some of the play that we had, I think, you know, we could be a match for anyone.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that are good there, and I suppose, as you say, as they have been all season, and you've seen it, you know, at close quarters all the way through. So you think there are things there that can be worked on and brought through?
Definitely. We've tried to implement things within the week that are a little bit different and new to the players, and I think they tried to execute them really, really well. They are a bit foreign to them, but I think at times we could see them, the things we've worked on, and I was so pleased because it did cause them problems. Like, at the same time, they could cause us problems because we just weren't quite compact enough without the ball. So areas to work on, but overall really, really pleased.
I wonder how you've approached the last two or three days. Obviously you want to bring things to it that you want to do differently, but has there been a feeling of not wanting to change too much in too short a space of time? Has there been a balanced strike there?
You can't change too much in a few days anyway. It's impossible to do. So we've tried to, try to implement things that some of the way we would like to do it. And as I say, the players work really hard on trying to do it. But you can't change the world in three or four days. So we've obviously had to keep some things consistent and insist on, to be honest, like a get a togetherness, get a work rate, you know, get at least the things that we can guarantee. And the players did that. I thought they were so committed. I thought they worked right to the last minute. And I thought it was a really good, entertaining game, actually.
Now, you lost Carlo Akimi. What's happened to him?
I think he's got a sore hip at the moment. I don't know anymore. He had ice on it at half-time, but we were told he couldn't continue, so hopefully it's not too long.
Because, in a way, I suppose that didn't help you, not only because you lose Carl because he's a very good goalkeeper, although Andy Lonergan's made a very good save in the second half, but it took one of your options away.
Yeah, of course. So once we changed the goalkeeper, which doesn't normally happen, we've got two other subs left, but I thought the subs that came on, I thought Tex and Cavallero did really, really well, and so got back in the game with them on the pitch as well, so that's what subs are there for. Like you said, Andy came on and made a couple of, maybe one, maybe two terrific saves. So he kept us in the game when it was 1-0, so everyone's done their jobs today.
And has the picture changed for you in your current situation since we last spoke on Thursday?
No changes at all. We'll just carry on until we're told otherwise. Keep focused and keep working hard, and obviously now the focus goes on to Derby.